Unit 4.
Part 1. Warm up.
Dialogue 1.
Isn't he the best instructor? I think he's so hot. Wow, I really feel energized, don't you?
I swear I'm going to kill you for this.
What's wrong? Didn't you think it was fun?
Oh yeah, I had a blast. I love sweating like a pig with a bunch of pot bellies who all smell bad. Sorry, I'm just not into this health kick.
Oh no, get off it. It wasn't such a killer class. You just have to get into it. Like they say, no pain, no gain.
I am wiped out, thank you.
Look, next time, get yourself some comfy shoes. You're going to come back again with me, aren't you?
Never. But thank you for inviting me.
Come on. You'll feel better after we hit the showers.
Dialogue 2. John, do you have a minute?
Oh, hi, Leo. Sure. What's up?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about the situation in the office.
But I'm not in there very often. It's so noisy that I can't work.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. We're supposed to be able to do our preparation and marking in the office. But have you noticed? Jack constantly has students coming in to get help with his course. A lot of people are going in and out.
Has anybody spoken to him about it?
No, not yet. But someone's going to have to.
We really can't ask him to stop having students come in for help, can we?
No, of course not. But I'm not able to do my work, and neither are you.
How about recommending him to use the storage room down the hall?
Oh, that would be too small.
With the cabinets taken out, it might be bigger than it looks.
Come to think of it, you may be onto something. Let's go have a look.
Let's rock and roll.
Dialogue 3.
You're a wonderful person, Kathleen.
So are you.
And I'm so honored that you would want to be with me because you would never be with anyone who wasn't truly worthy.
I feel exactly the same way as you.
Don't say that. That makes it worse.
What? You don't love me? Me either.
You don't love me?
No.
But we're so right for each other.
I know. Well, is there someone else? Oh, that woman on television, Sydney Ann. Part 2. Small talk.
Small talk 1.
Would you please put that cigarette out? I get sick on it.
You do? Okay, fine with me.
Thank you so much.
But I also want you to do me a favor.
What?
You gotta have some better deodorant.
I'm sorry?
Small talk 2. Do you mind if I get a lift in your car, please?
I don't see any problem. Only the car is a bit old.
Oh, you're so kind.
Get in.
Small talk 3. Any chance of using your telephone?
You've been using it for 2 weeks without paying.
Well, I thought it was not that serious.
Small talk 4.
So, how can I make it?
First, you make a list of what you want to buy.
But I've got to have the budget before anything else.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it?
Small talk 5.
Look, all you do is press that button and it's ready to use.
Then what about the wire?
Just make sure you never touch the wire.
So I know. Thanks.